You're tuned in to the God Put Me Up On Game podcast. This is the podcast for winners. I'm Kristen R. Harris, your host, and I'm here to share all that good game. So grab your pen and pad, because when God speaks, you better take notes. Remember, God puts us up on that good game because he wants us to win. All right, winners, let's huddle up and get into this week's good game. Hey, winners, what's going on? Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of God Put Me Up On Game, for coming down to the winner circle. I am so delighted, so blessed that you are here. You already know the drill. You know my gratitude. You know my appreciation. Thank you guys so much. And especially thank you, because I know that I have been away for about 3 months. I just went to look. I didn't realize it had been that long, but I just went to take a look and I realized that the last episode that I recorded and shared was back in September. And I'm going to get into why I've been gone. You guys know I hate to leave you hanging and waiting for some more of that good game, but there is very good reason. So when you hear it, you'll understand and you'll know. I want to say that I am doing something for the very first time today. I'm actually live on Facebook as I'm recording this episode. So winners, we have some guests who are down at the Winner Circle with us, but you know, we're very welcoming at the Winner Circle. When you're a winner, you don't mind when other people sit with you, so you guys can sit with us. So welcome to Facebook and anyone else who'll see this video wherever I share it. Of course, before I get into the good game for today, I just wanted to share a review. I'm not sure if I read this one, so if I did, then you guys are just going to hear it again. But this came in from Leah Blossoms. She said, "Kristen is easy to listen to. Her voice is powerful and needed for so many. She talks about life, uses personal experiences, while she reminds us of God's word, the good game." Thank you, Leah. And let me tell you, the title of her review is Subscribe, and scribe is in capital letters, okay? So that's my girl. Subscribe now. So shout out to Leah for knowing that I am a scribe, for knowing that I am the CEO of the Scribe Tribe Publishing Company, and I'm trying to raise up other scribes. I paid attention to that, Leah, and I appreciate it. So listen, y'all. Listen. Again, it's been almost 3 whole months since I have been behind this mic, and it's for good reason. I think I shared on the last episode, and that was called Keeping Step, right? I think I shared on there that I was going through some things, but I did not share with you guys exactly what was happening. You all know all the things I've endured for the first part of the year, but then the second half of the year has been a totally different struggle. So on July 28th of this year, I received a phone call that like forever has changed my life, right? I got a call from my doctor confirming what they suspected, and that was that there was a cancerous tumor in my left breast. Now, all the things that had already transpired this year, I was not ready to receive such devastating news. I would be lying to you if I said that there were no tears shed, that I did not immediately like just fall into this deep abyss, because I did. But I'm very, very, very grateful for the people who God has placed around me. And that's why you gotta have the right people around you, because I had the right people around me. Even though I fell into that dark abyss for about, I'm gonna say a good half of a day, because they didn't let me stay there long. They let me wallow for a moment, but they immediately yanked my butt out of that. And so it's very important to be surrounded by the right people. But getting that news, it was very devastating, not just for me, but of course for my family. And I do know that the timing was very, I know that God had his hand in it. So let me just say that. The one thing I have learned in 2022 is that God truly has his hands on me. Okay. He is truly a keeper. And so I'm grateful. You know, I could get on here and say that I've absolutely hated this year because it has been full of hell. Okay. This has been a hell of a year. Emphasis on hell, right? But the wonderful thing about that is to be standing in December at the end of 2022. And let me tell you, baby, life is still lifing. The devil is still busy, but God is still amazing. He still sits on the throne. So he's still proving, even just this past weekend, we had something happen. It's things popping off in my family this week, this very past week. But just to see the hand of God still flexing on our behalf is amazing. So I am grateful, as I've said in past episodes, that, you know, it's one thing to hear about what God can do, to hear about who he is. But it's another thing when you actually know that because of your experience. And so, you know, I've always heard that God was a healer. But this year, the Lord has flexed his healing hands on my behalf. And so I know that without a shadow of a doubt that by his stripes I am healed, and I am so grateful. So yes, I did receive that call on July the 28th. And you know, let me just say this before I go any further. I don't really have any prepared game for you. I wanted to come on here because I have not been behind the mic since September, and I did not want 2022 to pass us by without me coming back, just to kind of let you know. Usually Winter Circle, you guys know what's going on with me before the rest of the world, but this time I kind of did it the other way around, and those who follow me on socials, they may have seen or read what was going on. So I apologize that I didn't share it with you first, because y'all know y'all my peeps. I love my Winter Circle. But I think that just everything that has transpired this year has really just shifted. It shifted so many things in me. And like I said, I don't really have any game prepared, but I do have a couple of things that I want to share with you that I've just kind of learned in this place, that I've learned this entire year. I've learned when my foot was, when my ankle was broken and I couldn't move. I learned being diagnosed with cancer. And let me say this. Oh my goodness, I got to share this, because all things, oh my goodness, the Lord has really shown me what Romans 8 and 28 means. And I know we quote that scripture often, and we always talk about all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. But sometimes, you know, we're just saying stuff. We don't really understand until we got to live that thing, until we got to walk it out. And so getting that call confirming that there was indeed a cancerous tumor in my breast, and I'm just like, what? I got cancer. That thing just kind of blew my mind. But let me just show you how God moves on my behalf, and how he uses all things to work together. So the reason, because I would have never even known that there was cancer in my body, because yes, I do get mammograms on a very regular basis. I just had a normal mammogram in February. February is my time each year to get my annual mammogram. I had a normal mammogram in February. We all know that I broke my ankle at the end of March. Well, in April, in the midst of trying to wheel around on a scooter, I don't think I've ever shared this publicly, but I developed these cysts, right? And I wasn't even sure who was supposed to treat these cysts. And without giving too much information or giving TMI and just grossing everybody out, I did have to go and see my gynecologist. And so it was at that appointment where she said, you know what, you haven't had your annual. And so she scheduled me for my annual. And although those cysts were so painful, they were such an inconvenience, I hated every moment of these cysts that had developed. It was because of those painful cysts that this small itty bitty tumor, I mean, so small that even other doctors were amazed that my gynecologist had found this tumor. had even felt the lump. That's how tiny it was. But it was because of what I had experienced. It was because of what I thought was a painful inconvenience. That's the thing that even set me up to know that something was trying to take over my body. That's the thing that let me know that some foreign object was infiltrating and trying to take over. And so I just think even in that, the game is that sometimes we got to understand that even the painful situations, even stuff that can be deemed as negative, God, He uses those things for our good, because if it had not been for those cysts, I would be sitting up here right now without even a clue. Because when I tell you that lump was so tiny, I could barely feel it. And the fact that she found it and she said, "Kristen, did you feel this?" I still didn't even feel it when she said it. I couldn't even, that's how small it was. And so I'm so grateful to God that He uses what we think sometimes are bad or painful or negative situations, and He causes them to work for our good. So it's because of that that I even knew. It was because of that that it was detected early, because I would not have even been in that doctor's office. Getting an annual exam was the last thing on my mind. I was trying to get back on my feet. I was trying to walk. And here in the midst of all of this, this is how we found out, right? So I'm very grateful to God. So I just want to just kind of urge you or encourage you to look at those painful situations. Nobody wants to go through pain. Nobody wants to experience that. Nobody wants to be in bad situations. But as Romans 8:28 says, He causes all things to work together. So even in that moment, that worked together for me. And that's why I'm still here today. That's why I plan to live a very long and healthy life, because He used what I thought was an inconvenience to expose an even bigger problem. See, that's the thing. Those small inconveniences, sometimes they expose bigger issues. Sometimes in your marriage or in your relationships, there may be these small little situations, these small disagreements, but they're beneficial because they expose bigger things that must be dealt with so that your foundation can be tight, so that you can really stand the test of time, so that you can honor the vows that you made till death do us part, right? So I'm just grateful for God using that. I think the other thing is, as I mentioned before, that I've just kind of learned in this journey is that it's so important to be surrounded by the right people. I've had so many people ask me, "Chrissy, how did you survive this year?" Because I'm telling you, this has been one. 2022 was on one, baby. The enemy... The Lord told me, I told you guys this a few episodes back, that the Lord revealed to me, the enemy wants your head on a platter. He wanted to make an example out of me. I get it. I understand. I know why. I'm fully aware. And so everything that has been thrown at me this year was intended to shut me down. It was intended to shut my mouth. It was intended to keep me from getting on this microphone, getting in front of these cameras, doing all the things I do, writing these books. And I ain't gonna lie to you. Now, I'm gonna keep it real, because y'all know that's what I do when I come down to the winner's circle. I don't lie. I keep it 100. I'm always keeping a buck with you for a half of a second. Okay, maybe a half of a month, because it probably was a few days, not all consecutively, but if we add them up, for a half of a month, I seriously considered shutting down, because it had just begun to be too much. It's just like, and another one, and another one. And I've publicly proclaimed to the world, to my friends and everyone, that I recognize this as my Job season. And we know that when we read the book of Job, it's like, and another messenger, and another messenger, and another messenger. And it's just like, oh my goodness, what else is next? And that's how I felt. I felt like I was in a Job season. Honestly, I still feel like I'm there. I'm coming out. I see the end, but it's still like messengers are still showing up. But I'm going to tell you this, being surrounded by the right people is so crucial. And I thank God that my friends aren't like Job friends. They didn't show up and start telling me what I did wrong and why I was here, because I was already doing enough of that myself. I was over here questioning, like, God, what did I do to get here? here? Is it something that I said? Is it something I did? Is it something I even thought? Like, what is it? Why am I here? And the Lord had to reassure me, just as he did in the book of John. He said, listen, you are not here because of sin. You are here that I may get the glory out of your life. I'm going to use this. I'm going to use this story to get the glory, Christy. So I'm grateful for even my friends who came to confirm that, like, this is not something that you did. God is not even working like that on your behalf. This is so that he can get the glory out of your life. And so I thank God for my village, my family, my friends who have held me up. And let me say, it has truly revealed those who are for me and those who are not. And I will not spend any time on those who are not, because they are non-factors. I'm only concerned with those people who have held me down, who have prayed for me, people who have fasted with me. And I'm going to try not to get emotional on here, but this thing, this whole season of life has turned me into a sap, okay? But it's people who fasted for me. Like, I didn't even have to ask. As soon as I told them what was going on, they sprung into action. And I won't dare try to call names, because it's so many. And I know that it's a blessing to be surrounded by so many amazing people. There are some people who don't even have one person in their corner. And I know for a fact, because I've heard some stories about people who have received cancer diagnosis and they had to walk this journey alone. But I thank God for the village of people surrounding me, those who have prayed for me, those who have fasted for me and with me. You know, even my baby, shout out to my baby Kai, when I spoke with the holistic doctor and she told me everything I needed to do and how my diet had to change, what did my 10-year-old baby do? She said, Mama, I'm going to do this with you. And she jumped in, and my baby was eating raw fruits and vegetables every day just to stand in solidarity with her mother. She had more discipline than I've seen some adults have. And so I'm just grateful for that. I'm grateful for those people who constantly sent me text messages and just stopped by or shipped me gifts. Or I received so many blankets. I got so many personalized blankets, and I loved it, because every time I got under one of those blankets, I felt wrapped in love. I will shout out Natalie, because she ordered these rubber bracelets, and she told me to pass them out to everyone who was standing with me and praying for me. And every time they looked at their wrist, they will be reminded to pray for me. And every time I looked at my wrist, I will be reminded that someone was praying for me. And so I don't know. I'm just been overwhelmed with support and love. And so that's why it's so important to surround yourself with the right people. And the other part of that is, it's important for you to be the type of person, to be that same person. When everybody else is going through, I'm doing my best to show up, right? And I'm, maybe I can't show up and do everything, but I can show up and be something and do something. And so I would encourage you that if you're not in a tough season, you still show up. Show up and be and do for other people, because when your turn comes around, and I believe that that's why so many people have stood in the gap and prayed for me, because I have stood in the gap and prayed for so many other people. And that's not why I did it, but it's really reassuring to know that when you get into those moments and into those jams, you got people who are going to stand in there for you. So shout out to everybody, to my village. You guys know who you are. One day, really soon, I plan to publicly, not publicly, but privately, because it's going to be our little thing, but I plan to privately just show my appreciation and my gratitude, because I would not be here without you. I would have crawled up in the cave. I would have gone into the sunken place, okay? I would have been depressed, depleted, and desolate if it had not been for the people that God surrounded me with, people who have cooked for me and provided meals, who have made me laugh. Laughter is one of the best forms of medicine, and I thank God for my friends who have kept me laughing, because it has been healing to my soul. So surround yourself with the right people. And in the same vein, protect your peace. I have been very diligent about protecting and my peace. And this is not just when you're going through something. It's not just when you're in a Job season. Learn to protect your peace now so that when you do get into those moments, it's easy for you to set boundaries. I have been very clear with people who were coming to diminish my faith, to try to destroy my faith, to try to tell me what God was not going to do. Oh, those people can't even get in the room. There's a reason why sometimes when Jesus showed up to heal people, he put people out of the room. Everybody can't sit in the room. And it's not because you're better than them. It's not because they can't be privy to the miracle. It's because they're... what they believe is not in alignment with what you believe. Their faith is not on par with where yours is. And so for miracle signs and wonders to come forth, God needs some faith. And so sometimes you got to put people out of your space. You got to protect your peace. You got to draw a line in the sand, even if just for a moment. And so there's some people I've had to put out of the circle just for a moment while God did his thing. And then what happened after Jesus healed those people? He opened the door and he let everybody come back in. So this is the season now. The Lord has released me. Now I'm coming back. Now I'm being presented, okay? Now he's getting the glory out of my life. He's getting the glory out of this story because now you can see the miracle that has manifested. And in the coming days, I'll share more about just that miracle and how it has manifested. But I am just so grateful to be sitting here behind this microphone and telling you that the Lord has healed me, that I beat cancer in 2022. Oh my goodness, this is probably the first time I'm voicing that verbally. I've written it, but that I beat cancer and you can't tell me nothing now. Like, okay, I mean, you probably couldn't tell me anything before, but you really can't tell me anything now. You can't tell me anything about who the Lord is. You can't tell me that he's not a keeper. You can't tell me that he's not a healer. You can't tell me that he is not still speaking. And there are so many times that his word was confirmed over and over again concerning me from people who don't even talk to each other. And they would come and say the same thing, that Chrissy, what you're going through, this is all a facade. This is smoke and mirror. I heard the exact word smoke and mirror 3 times from 3 different people. They said, this is all smoke and mirrors. And the Lord is going to heal you, and you're not going to have a tedious journey. Now, I'm praying for, there's so many sisters who are in this fight right now that I know, and I am standing with them. I am praying personally for them. I'm checking in on them because I know that they're going through, and I know that, you know, their journey may seem a little more tedious than mine, but the Lord told me my journey was not going to be tedious, and he confirmed it. And so I'm here to tell you that the Lord, when God says something, believe it. Even when it does not, even when everything that you're dealing with does not mirror what he said, because he said what he said. And so I had a journal just full of the declarations and the prophetic words and the things that I heard. I kept writing those things down. And every time I got discouraged, every time I went to the doctor and they told me something else that was discouraging, you know what I did? I went back into that notebook and I went back to what God said. Like, this is what the Lord has said concerning my situation. And I know the doctors are doing what they're doing. I have friends who are medical professionals, and even they were like, no, Chrissy, you can't do that way. That's not how that goes. But I'm like, but that's not what God said. So I'm telling you, when he says something to you, know that you know that you know. Stand on that word and believe it and watch it come to pass. I am a living testimony. I am proof that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. All right. Let's see, what else did I have to say with you? I did want to say this. One of the things, because I do believe that this is a word for not just me, but for so many of you who will listen to this message, who will even watch it watch this live on Facebook. So one of the things that I told you, I was declaring that I was in a Job season. I know that I was in a Job season. But during this entire process, and I wish I would have brought my notebook because I would show you. During this entire process, the one thing I've remained committed to do is to pray for my people, to pray for my friends, to pray for my family, to pray for strangers. And so
is one day as I was reading and I was in Job and I was in chapter 42 and it said, and when Job, chapter 42, verse 10, and when Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored back to him double. So pretty much Job got double for his trouble. But what did he do? He prayed for his friends. So I've remained in a position and a posture of prayer. I want to encourage you that regardless of what you're going through, and I know sometimes it's difficult because when we are in our own mess, it's very difficult to try to shift and focus and pray for other people. But I'm going to tell you, it is a blessing in that. And it's not just because you're going to get double. There's a blessing in that because as you begin to pray for other people, I promise you, you feel so much better. The burden that you're carrying begins to feel lighter. You feel like something is being lifted off of your shoulders. And so I have this journal full of prayers that I have been praying for those who I know have been standing in the gap for me, those who I have come across in my journey. I've prayed for doctors and nurses and people who were giving me my care, however the Lord laid it on my heart to pray for them. I pray for those people. And so I want to encourage you, even in the midst of what you're going through, pray for somebody else. Send some up on behalf of somebody else and watch what God does for you. And it says, the promise is, after Job prayed for his friends, God restored double. So yes, I am believing that I am walking into my double season, as I shared on my birthday, because it was my friend Shataka, shout out to Shataka, who so eloquently reminded me as I kept declaring that, you know, but in chapter 42, Job received double. She said, friend, you coming up on your chapter 42. So I just turned 42 about, what, 2-3 weeks ago on Thanksgiving. Only God could have orchestrated that, right? On Thanksgiving, this year of all years, my birthday fell on Thanksgiving. And that's when I stepped into chapter 42. I don't think that's a coincidence. And I do believe, I'm sharing this with you because I do believe that that is a word for some of you as well. I've been hearing double, just double for your trouble, and an overflow, a double of favor, a double portion of abundance, a double portion of peace, a double portion of joy, a double portion of blessings in so many different areas. And I just believe that those of you who have endured trials, who have endured, as his word says, after this, after you have suffered for a little while, after you have suffered for a little while, the glory that's going to be revealed, like God is about to get the glory out of this story. That's all I can tell you. Okay. So I just wanted to share that with you because that's what it says in chapter 42. So double for your trouble is coming. All right. And I think that's all I wanted to say this today. Oh, I did have, I wrote down a few notes, y'all. So I'm just trying to look at them. The Lord also sent me to remind you that you will not return this way again. Somebody who's listening to me, you are allowing fear to set in. You haven't even walked out of this season yet, and you're so afraid of walking back into it. And the Lord said, you will not return this way again. The giants that you see today, you will never see again. And so I just want to dismantle that spirit of fear, that thing that is coming to taunt you. We're going to shut that down in the name of Jesus. We are moving forward with power, with love, with a sound mind, and we will not be taunted about something that is not coming. We're not even going to worry about what's to come. We're not worried about the future. We're going to get through this season. We're going to get through this battle, and we're going to let God be God and lead us into our next. And so those of you who are struggling with moving ahead because you're afraid of meeting the same thing or even something that may be different, but it may be, you may feel like it's going to be a worse situation. The Lord said, you are not going to return this way again. What you see, the giants that you see before you, you will not see again. Okay, so I don't know who that's for, but I wrote it down because the Lord wanted me to share it with you. And that's it, guys. I just came on here because I have not been on the microphone in a while. And you know I love my winner circle. I miss you guys terribly. I thank those who have reached out. We're like, ma'am, where are you? It's always a blessing to be missed because I know that you guys actually listen to the podcast. So shout out to you guys who reached out. Thank you guys so much. I solicit your prayers. Continue to pray for me, pray for my family. Not only has this been a tough year for me, but my family has had to walk through this with me. And let me just say this. I thank God for my family, for my husband, for my children. You know, I've shared this before on the podcast, and I'm going to say it again. You know, as you're preparing to marry somebody, sometimes we don't even know what it is we're going to need, right? We don't know what's coming down the pipeline. We don't know what lies ahead. I've been married. It'll be 18 years in July. When I got married 17 and a half years ago, I didn't know that in July of 2022, I would be diagnosed with breast cancer, but the Lord did, right? He already knew what was coming. And so you want to, those of you who are not married, hear me out and hear me clearly. Sometimes we tend to want to marry for where we are. We want to marry for the person that we are. But baby, you haven't even evolved into everything that you're going to be. You haven't evolved into the person that God designed you to be. So you don't need a spouse for who you are today. You need a spouse for who you're becoming. You need a spouse for the person that God is molding you into. You need a spouse who can handle the stuff that's coming down the pipeline years from now, right? So I thank God for the husband that he chose for me, because he was the right one for everything that I'm enduring, for everything that I'm going through. All right. So if you're not married, I really encourage you to shift your prayers. Pray God, pray to God and ask him to send you the husband or send you the wife that you need for the person that you're becoming. Send you the spouse that you need that matches your destiny, because God has some amazing things planned that you have not even seen yet. And I don't care how old you are, whether you're in your 20s or whether you're in your 50s or your 60s, if you're still unmarried, you still want somebody that matches your destiny, who can handle who you're going to become. And so I'm just so grateful to God, because I'm sure there were moments that I thought, I know there were moments where I thought, oh, this is the person that I should be with forever. But I can look back now and tell you, them people couldn't have handled half the things that have even just transpired this year. Okay, so I'm grateful for Mr. Harris, the man, because he has held me down like I don't think anybody else could have done for me. So just that little side slice of game, take that with you, put it in your pocket, give it away. Y'all get a game away. Y'all know the game is to be shared, right? But that's all I got. I just wanted to hop on here and just let you guys know what has been going on with me. This is why I've been away for a while. But please rest assured, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. And I'm coming back with a vengeance. If you've been through all that I've been through, and you know that the enemy has tried to shut you down, he tried to steal my voice, y'all. He tried to kill me. That's number one. But when he saw that that wasn't going to work, I guess the plan was to get me just to sit down and shut up. Okay? He's like, get somewhere and sit down, little girl. You talk too much. But all this has done is amplified my voice. All this has done is lit a fire under me and let me know that everything that that I have been doing, everything I've been saying, that it's producing in the earth. It's shifting. It's impacting. It's empowering. And so I want to talk to those of you who feel like you've been under immense attack. Well, we already know if you're under attack, it's because you got some goods, right? And he's trying to steal that stuff from you. He's trying to shut you down. So I encourage you to keep on keeping on. We all get a season. I had my season. I had to sit down for a moment. I went into hiding, okay? Because I was like, man, it's crazy out there. I was peeping from behind the tree like, yeah, I don't want to go back out there. But God has told me it's time. And so I'm super excited about all the things that'll take place in 2023. I'm not even going to try to plan anything. I mean, I got a few things that me and the Lord have talked about in our little business meeting, but I learned in 2022 that all my plans mean nothing, okay? So everything that I plan to do this year, I've done nothing. It all went out the window. So I'm being led in 2023 and just letting the Lord show me and guide me on what he wants me to do. All right, but that's all the game I got for you guys. I pray that it has been a blessing to you. I hope you guys know how much I love you, how much I appreciate my winner circle. You guys are the real deal, right? Winners for real. Listen, you already know the drill. God puts us up on that good, good game. Why? Because he wants us to win. He wants us to win. And it feels good to win. And even though, let me say this last thing before I go. Even though it seems as if this has been a losing season for me, even though it seems like I've lost all 2022, I still won. You know, all the stuff I have gained so much joy. I have gained so much peace. I have gained so much love. I have gained just a mental clarity. I have gained weapons. My spiritual arsenal is, man, it's overflowing. I got so much stuff. I need to give it away. So understand that even in those moments where it seems like you're losing, you're not really losing. We said many, many, many episodes back. I'm going to say it probably was season one. We talked about there's either wins or learns. There's never a loss. The only L's we take are lessons, right? We learn. So I've learned this entire season. It looked like I was losing, but I was really learning. So I encourage you to look at those losses as actual lessons, right? Take what you need to from the situation and grow. And grow and go. Basically, grow and go. Keep on moving, all right? That's all the game I got for you guys today. I will be back on the other side of 2023. I know I won't be back behind this mic before then, but I just could not let this year end with coming and talking to you guys. I wish you guys a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and I'll see you guys in the winner's circle on the other side of 2023. I love you. It's your girl, Kristen R. Harris, and I'm out. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of God Put Me Up On Game. I pray that something was said that set you up to win at this thing called life. Remember, this game is to be told, so don't keep it to yourself. We'll be back here next week, but in the meantime, you can come find us on all social media channels at God Put Me Up On Game. We would love to connect with you. See you later, winners.